بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Inshallah. Not a problem at all. Jazakumullahu khairan for coming out, people. I am waiting for a few more people to join, I guess, inshallah, and then we'll get started. There is a slightly lesser number of individuals today. Sister Solange, if you can please send a message on the WhatsApp group just to let people know that we're starting live. That's just a reminder that there's the class today, inshallah. I believe this email went out as a reminder, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm speaking a little slowly today because I'm not feeling that well. I'm still under the weather. so that's why I'm speaking like, in slow motion type thing. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we have a few people joining. Inshallah, I'm actually going to just switch something up, and in the meantime, I hope more people come in and more people join, inshallah. The Kahoot. It's going to be right back, inshallah. Okay, inshallah, we'll get started. This is actually a Kahoot that I was hoping more people will be a part of. Alhamdulillah. And this is a good one. It has a lot of interesting questions and many, many important concepts that we need to cover, will be covered here in this Kahoot and reviewed as well, inshallah. Okay, mashallah, we have the five fear of death. Is that you, Brother Sadeem? All right, let's get started. Past tense, present tense. Some vocabulary review initially. Just review of vocabulary, nothing else. All right. What does alima mean? Alima. He knew, he makes, he knows, he made. Alima. Alima is he knew. Yay. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Next question. Ya'lamu. What does ya'lamu mean? The answer is he knows. Ya'lamu is he knows. Alima is he knew. Past tense, present tense. Right? MashaAllah. Good stuff. Next one. What does ja'ala mean? Same options. Maybe the order is different. Correct. Alhamdulillah. Ja'ala means he made. Amazing. MashaAllah. What does yaja'alu mean? He makes, yes. Yaj'alu is definitely he makes. Not he knows, that will be ya'lamu. Ya'lamu is he knows, yaj'alu is he makes. All right? Okay, very good, mashallah. We have a whole bunch of people doing a good job. Present tense fi'al review. We're going to review the present tense fi'al, inshallah. Concepts that we've covered in the present tense fi'al, Before I do that, I just want to show you something just so that we're all aware, we're all on the same page. There's a few things that I'm going to refer to in the Kahoot, inshallah. So for example, if I was to go here, right, the few things that we will talk about is things such as, you know, how the past tense is mabni, the present tense has statuses. We're going to speak about how the status changes, how to tell that status, the harf nasb and jazm. I'm also going to refer to, if I was to go down here at the very bottom, I'm going to refer to this chart, the family one chart combined, where I have column one as ya'lamu, ta'lamu, ta'lamu, a'lamu, na'lamu. Column two is ya'lamani, ya'lamuna, ta'lamani, ta'lamani, ta'lamuna, ta'lamina. And column three is this one. So I'm going to refer to this as columns in the quiz as well, just to make sure that you're all on the same page with me, inshallah ta'ala. I wanted to mention that. With that said, let us get back to the Kahoot. The Kahoot question number five is, what does mabni mean? Words unaffected by the harf before it. Maf'ul, a building. Past tense fa'il. MashaAllah, the correct answer is the words that are unaffected by the harf before it. Their tashkil does not change because of the harf before. Excellent, MashaAllah. A building is not the answer. In fact, the word for building is mabna, not mabni. But I was giving the example of a building because the example of a building is like something that's mabni. It doesn't really change irrespective of what's happening around it. Okay, next up. Which of these is not mabni? Past tense, present tense, command tense, not applicable. The correct answer is present tense is not mabni, not. Right, the answer, the question was not which of these are, just not. The present tense is not mabni, it has, its status can change. Yeah? Okay. All right, mashallah. Ameen, ameen. Present tense has three statuses, false or true. Ah, correct answer is true. It has three statuses indeed. MashaAllah. Okay, next question. MashaAllah, this is a very tight game. It's five fail of death. You're almost on the lead, MashaAllah. Okay. The tense of a present tense, sorry, the status of the present tense fail are marfu, mansub, majroor. فعل فعل مفعول مرفوع منصوب مجزوم حرف جر اسم مجرور. This should be the statuses of present tense, and that's correct, mashallah. It is مرفوع منصوب and مجزوم. مجرور is for the isms. مجرور is for the isms. It's not for the فعل, and that's why we chose مرفوع منصوب and مجزوم. Okay, excellent, mashallah. What is not true about column one of the past tense conjugation table? All fa'il are hidden pronouns. Dhamma on R3 makes it marfu'. The presence of noon makes it marfu'. And the sukoon on R3 makes it madzoom. The column one of the present tense conjugation table. Think about that one for a sec. It's a tricky question. Not true. Oh, this was a hard one. I knew it. Okay. The right answer is the presence of noon means marfu'. Let me recap this quickly here. Right, we're doing not true. So, in column one, all of them have hidden pronoun. So that's correct. Column one, the dhamma tells you it's marfu'. Correct? That's correct as well. Column one, sukun on R3 tells you it is madzum. That's also correct. But column one, the noon does not tell you anything. The noon is for column two. That's what tells you it's marfu' or mansub or madzum. So that is that. And we will actually go to the next question. And this question has separated a little bit between the contestants. How is A correct? The question previously, all fa'il is a hidden pronoun, and that's the one, right? So the fa'il for ya'lamu is hidden pronoun he. Fa'il for ta'lamu is hidden pronoun she. Ta'lamu, hidden pronoun you. A'lamu, hidden pronoun I. Na'lamu, hidden pronoun we. That's something that we spoke about when we were discussing this in the very beginning of our study of the present tense fi'l, how the hidden pronouns here, or the pronouns for the fi'l, are all hidden pronouns as a part one of our study. All right? So that's for the present tense. All right, let's move on to column two. What is true about column two? Okay. Number one, dhamma on R3 means marfu'. Presence of noon means marfu'. Sukun on R3 means madzum. All the fa'il are hidden pronouns. Which one is true? Perfect, mashallah. The presence of noon means marfu', and that's the correct answer. That is this table right here that we have, where the presence of noon tells us that this is marfu'. When you drop the noon, it becomes mansub or madzum. Right, the dhamma R3's tashkil becomes irrelevant in that case, and the fa'il is no longer the hidden pronoun. The fa'il is the letter after R3. So alif or waw or alif or ya, right? That becomes the fa'il. All right. Mashallah. Column two of the table is also known as the six fa'ils. Not the six flags, six fa'ils. And the answer is false. They are known as the five fa'ils. Correct? They're not known as the six. They're known as the five. Af'al al-khamsa. Even though you might protest and say there's six of them, you might say, well, I count six. The answer to that was there's two of them are the same. Ta'alamani, ta'alamani is the same. So they count as five. Okay, the five fa'il of death. Yes. There we go. He's right there. I hope you didn't get that question wrong. Huh? Five fail of death. Blank causes a present tense fail to be marfu' by default. Harf jar, harf nasb, harf jazm. Marfu'. Great. By default, the present tense fi'il is marfu. Right? By default, the present tense fi'il is marfu. Blank causes a present tense fi'il to be mansub. Harf jazm, by default, harf jar or harf nasb. The correct answer is harf nasb. Now, the harf jar does not really apply here. The harf jar is only for isms. Harf jar followed by ism majur, always. Okay? But this one is the answer, harf nasb. Okay, mashallah. Next one. Blank causes a present tense fi'il to be madzum. Harf nasb, harf jazm, harf jar, or by default. The correct answer is harf jazm. Harf jazm causes it to be madzum. Harf nasb causes it to be mansub. And default is marfu'. The default status is marfu'. All right. Which of these is a harf nasb? Lan or lam? Correct answer is lan. That's the harf nasb. That's what makes it the fi'al after it mansub. Okay. Next one. Which of these is a harf jazm? And the correct answer is lam. If someone selected the wrong answer there, I'll be really upset. The other one. Alright. Okay. Jumla fi'liya review now. I'm going to review jumla fi'liya inshallah. Okay. Okay. Outside fi'l can only exist if the pronoun of the fi'l is hidden pronoun he, hidden pronoun she, hidden pronoun he or she, or doesn't matter. The correct answer is hidden pronoun he or she. This still applies to the present tense fi'il as well. It was true for the past tense. It is true for the present tense as well. All right. Mashallah. Great job. All right. The fa'il in jumla fi'liya has to be an attached pronoun, an ism that's marfu'. The fi'il's pronoun or the fi'il's pronoun or ism that's marfu'. It's a tricky one. Mashallah. So, the fa'il has to be either the fi'il's pronoun or it's an ism that's marfu'. Right, an outside fi'il, correct? That's the only one that works. Ism that's marfu', that's half the answer. The fi'il's pronoun, that's half the answer. Attached pronoun, that is not the answer. The attached pronoun is never the fi'il, never the doer of the fi'il. It's the acted upon, it's the maf'ul, right? All right, next question. The maf'ul in jumla fi'liya has to be attached pronoun or ism that's mansub, ism that's mansub, or the fi'il's pronoun. Perfect. Same response as before. Attached pronoun is half the answer. Ism that's mansub, i.e. the outside maf'ul, is half the answer. Both of them together is the complete answer. And that's the two possibilities of a maf'ul. It's either attached pronoun or an ism that is mansub afterwards. Okay. If an attached pronoun attaches to a fi'il, it is... It is maf'ool. It is maf'ool. If an attached pronoun attaches to an ism, it is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. If the attached pronoun attaches to a harf jar, it is harf jar, ism majroor. If it attaches to a fi'il, it is the maf'ool of that fi'il. Okay? That's the correct answer. And mashallah, that's our Kahoot. Let's see what the podium looks like. So, mashallah, five fi'il of death, mashallah. Second place. First place is Sister Halima. Ahsanti, mashallah. Ahsantum, all of you have done well. Who is the five fi'il of death? Is that you, Brother Salim? And all correct for Sister Halima. Ahsanti, well, really well done. We came late, okay. Five fi'il of death. Who is this? I want to know who has these funny names. Oh, man. They want to remain anonymous. Fine. No problem, alhamdulillah. At least, even if you came late, alhamdulillah, you were here. Ahlan wa sahlan. And this was definitely a little tough quiz. But I did it because the last part of it was a bit of a review. But don't you worry, we're going to go through this again one more time. Inshallah, like this part, the outside file part, I promise you today we're going to go through this one more time. Okay? Let me just pull out the sheets here that I need, or the class notes. I'm losing my train of thought here. Okay. Sorry, I'm just finishing, just cleaning up something here. Okay. Here is what we're going to do today, inshallah. Here is what we're going to do today. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Our plan for today is as follows. We have the Kahoot. The Kahoot, yes, we can have access to that for sure afterwards, Sister Maryam, no doubt about it. We can make that happen for sure, inshallah. Well, actually, let's spend a minute to review the Kahoot's answers. I think that's important. And then we'll do some conjugation, Jumla Fi'liya revisit, and then Quran study, inshallah ta'ala, afterwards. Let's do the review of the questions, inshallah, shall we? What's the best way to do this? The best way to do this, I think, is just to edit this file, I think. All right. So, I think this part is obvious. Alima and Ya'lamu, Ja'ala, Ya'ja'alu. I think that part is pretty obvious. That's not a difficult thing. Mabani, this was, I hope, okay as well, because we've covered this in our notes before. The idea of something that's Mabani, something that does not change right here. We spoke about it quite early in our discussion of the Jumla Fi'liya, or the present tense fi'l, right? Mabini, R3, and pronouns are not affected by a harf before it. All right, so that is that. Now, let's continue to look through the next one. Not Mabini, it's the present tense, okay? The past tense is actually mabni. And as we'll see also, the present, the command tense is also mabni, meaning that its status or its tashkil remains the same identically. And then we don't even question what status it is, because that question becomes not applicable. The ones that really matter, or the ones where that question is asked, is the present tense, because that's when the tashkil changes on R3. That's when the noon is there, the noon is dropped for the sake of statuses. That is only applicable in the present tense. The present tense has three statuses. They are marfu, mansub, and majzum. The majrur obviously is for isms only. Column one, right? This one was, I think, maybe causing some issues. Column one, it doesn't have a name, but I think maybe we should have given it a name, right? This column doesn't have like a technical old Arabic name, but maybe we should give it a name. We should maybe give it the name of, I guess, let's call it hidden pronoun column, right? HP column, perfect, yeah. Because all of the fa'ils in this column are hidden pronouns. So I think maybe we can add this to our notes firstly. Let's define column 1 on page number 58 as hidden pronoun column. Then you have column 2 as the af'al al-khamsa, right? Al-af'al al-khamsatu, the five fi'ls. Death, no, we're not had that. Column 3, that is actually what my teacher used to call it, the ladies column, right? But column 3, I think we can call it ladies column is fine. I think that's a good suggestion. Thank you, Sister Solange, for that one. Okay, so that is how we will define the columns on page 58, right? And again, this is not like sister section, also is a good one. This is not like, I'm not gonna quiz you on this like as a fill in the blanks or something, but just something for the ease of reference. Can we call it sister section? All right, let's call it sisters section. All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay, cool. Well done. So that column one. Now, if you look at column one, or the hidden pronoun column, as we're going to call it now, inshallah, you have the fa'il are hidden pronouns. The answer is yes. The fa'il are all hidden pronouns in this one. The second thing that's true about this is that the dhamma on R3 means marfu', and that's correct. The dhamma on R3 will tell us that it is marfu'. The sukoon on it will tell us madzum. The fatha on it will tell us mansub. That is all true about the hidden pronoun column, aka column 1. All right? That's why the only answer that's not true here is the presence of noon. And that is actually a specialty of column 2, i.e. the five fi'ls. It's a specialty of this. The presence of noon tells us the status of these fi'ils, and not the tashkil on R3. See, not the tashkil. The tashkil on R3, in fact, remains as is, unchanged. The noon is what gets dropped or added, and that's what tells us the status. Okay. Af'al al-khamsa, the five fi'ils. Okay. This is a, you know, like I'm using some of the terminology from like the books, because I would like to give you guys the foundation to study further, inshallah. Especially, inshallah, with Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi, my teacher, and then Sister Solange's teacher, the one who teaches the next, basically the post steps to Arabic, what do you do? That level is taught by Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi. This is at Khutuf Academy. It's a separate thing. But that's the one that I, you know, I helped my teacher out with. And that's where all of our previous students have gone to study from. So I'm using the terminology used in the book there called Ajrumiya. Al-Ajrumiya, also online. That's also online, by the way. I actually use the Khutuf Academy Zoom account, if you notice. the Ajrumiya book, he is used, and the terminology I'm trying to use now is from that book, so that if you want to continue studying further, you have the basis to study further from Al-Ajrumiya. Okay, so that's why those terms are used. What causes the present tense fi'al to be marfu'? Well, it's by default. What causes it to be mansub? Harf of nasb causes it to be mansub. And what causes it to be madzum? That is the harf of jazm, inshallah. That, I think, was pretty obvious. Lan and lam. And the jumla fi'liya review. Now, I'm going to actually leave this part until we get here. Okay? We're going to come to this part, scenarios of fa'il and maf'ul. Okay? And that's where all of this will, we will review this part in the scenarios of fa'il and maf'ul. The jumla fi'liya has to be, or the fa'il in the jumla fi'liya has to be, or the maf'ul in the jumla fi'liya has to be. These two I'll review then. Okay? But the outside fa'il part, I think, has been pretty obvious. We've discussed this before. It can only be hidden pronoun he or she, and that is applicable for present tense fi'il as well. Attached pronouns attaches to a fi'il that is a maf'ul. Okay, so that was a quick recap of what we had done. Now what we're going to move on to, those two questions I skipped, again, I will answer those two questions or review those two questions when we get to the scenarios of the fi'il and the maf'ul, which I will tell you is actually quite nice. You will enjoy it, inshallah. You may not think that you'll enjoy it, but inshallah you will. Okay. Let us, inshallah. I'm actually going to clear up this thing. All right. So let us go back to our things to do for today. Kahoot is done. Conjugation is next. Okay. Conjugation. It's fun stuff. It's good for you, child. Let's try it. First things first. I would like to review the Ya'lamu conjugation. And for that, I would request some volunteers, inshallah, who would like to read with me. Bi-ithnillah. Some people, if they can unmute their mics, that'll be really nice. We have Uncle Ali. Anybody else? All right, we have a few people, alhamdulillah. That's good. Let me move this guy down. Okay. All right, starting with Ya'lamu, please repeat after me. Ya'lamu.
Ya'lamu.
Ya'lamani.
Ya'lamani.
Ya'lamuna.
Ya'lamuna.
Ta'lamu.
تعلمان
تعلمان
يعلمنا
يعلمنا
This is the new one. يعلمنا
يعلمنا
تعلم تعلمون Excellent, mashallah. That is awesome. Jazakumullahu khairan. That is our actually the complete table. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now what we're going to do is we will use the fi'il ja'ala yaj'alu, and we will put this in the table. I will start you off with yaj'alu, obviously, as he, yaj'alu. Okay, if you can kindly attempt from they both to they. Attempt this, and please send this to me as a private message. Even though we haven't taken up they female, I think you will be able to use the pattern that's specified there and guess the answer fairly well. Okay, I'll give you a few moments to do that, inshallah. MashaAllah, Sister Maria, Ahsanti. So, Sister Halima, just the day female, make it ya instead of ta. But Danish, make the day both female from ya to ta. Perfect, mashallah. Ahsanta brother Salim. So brother Ra'id. Perfect, brother Ra'id. Ahsanta. Brother Farhan. Do we have Yajaluna? Okay, touch. Perfect, mashallah. Well done, Brother Farhan, Ahsanta. Excellent, mashallah. Ahsanti, Sister Samar. Very nice, mashallah. Great job. Okay, a few of you have sent your, Uncle Ali is sending his as well. Yaj'alani. One more on day female. Okay, I'm going to start typing, inshallah. If you'd like to unmute your mic and say it with me, that would be nice. Okay, so they both make, that will be.
Yajalani.
Very nice. Thank you very much. They all make.
Yajaluna.
Jaluna. She makes she makes
Tajalu.
Very good. They both
Tajalani.
Tajalani. They female make
Yajalna.
Perfect. As you can see, the pattern is yaj'al.
No.
R3 has sukun. Okay. Now let's try the rest of this table together. Okay. Like you say it, I'll type it, or you type it, and I'll type it. All right.
Taj'alu.
So you make.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu. MashaAllah. All right. You both make.
تجعلاني.
تجعلاني. You can actually send me this as a message for everybody. It doesn't have to be only private message, folks. It can be for everybody now. Okay, you all make.
تجعلون.
Correct. تجعلون. Okay, you female make.
تجعلين.
Amazing. You female make. You all female. Sorry, you all female. Yeah.
تجعلنا.
Yeah, that was my bad. تجعلنا. Right. R3 again. Notice has sukun. The difference between day and you is the ya if is for day. The ta is for you. Okay. I make.
تجعلوا.
Very nice. We make.
نجعلوا.
ما شاء الله. Oh, brother Rai, don't worry. If I ask a trick question, I'll tell you it's a trick question before I ask. All right. MashaAllah. That's awesome. Jazakumullahu khairan. That is well done. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, let us look at the last remaining part. This is the sisters section. as we have labeled it, MashaAllah. I'll call it AKA sister section. Just like the was. Yeah, subhanAllah. Alright. So let us try to let me make the font bigger. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay. Let's look at what the pattern is. So we have a ya, right? We have a ya with a fatha, followed by a whole bunch of things that we don't look for right now. Then R3, then I have R3 with a sukun. And that's the critical part here for us. R3 with sukun, and then followed by noon with a fatha. Okay? This noon with the fatha is my actor. It's my fa'il. Okay? This noon with the fatha is the fa'il. It's not the sign of marfu'. Okay, it's not like ya'lamuna, right? For example, as in ya'lamuna. No, it's not that. All right. What is the status of this? Well, it is, if I was to write this, I would write this as I'm going to quickly go up and borrow something from here. There we go. Oh, right there. Okay. The fa'il is noon. The fatha. The pronoun is they, but for the female. Did I cut it? I think it's still there. I think I'll check that, so don't worry about the sleep. Thank you for letting me know, though. may have cut it by accident. I'll check that later, inshallah. Okay, so day female. Here's how it works for day female. I have ya. Let's do for alima ya'lamu. So the marfu' version is ya'lamna. Ya'lamna. Okay. Let's do it for ja'ala yaj'alu. Can we do that for ja'ala yaj'alu as well? We did that in our activity before. It was yaj'alna. No. Right? Perfect. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to zoom out a little bit. Okay. All right. How does it become mansub? Well, the way it becomes mansub,
lan yaj'alna.
Lan yaj'alna. Interesting. Because this one, with the harf of nasb, right? With the harf of nasb and harf of jazm before it, it doesn't actually change the harakat or the tashkil at all. It does not change the sukun, does not change the noon, nothing changes. Okay? It's exactly the same in all the three situations. In fact, this is an aspect, it's mabni. Huh? So we have lan yaj'alna, and then we would have lam, also lam yaj'alna. That's for the sister's corner, right? If I was to do for, sorry, I did the wrong thing out there. Lan ya'lamna, and then the madzum, lam ya'lamna. And the mansub version of yaj'alna is lan yaj'alna. The madzum version would be lam yaj'alna. There's two sukuns, but they're not back to back. They're separated by a haraka, right? They're separated by a haraka, in this case, the fatha. Okay? So that, folks, is day, female. Ya'lamna, lan ya'lamna, lam ya'lamna. A noon with a fatha, regardless, for all. Yes, exactly. Yaj'alna, lan yaj'alna, lam yaj'alna. Exactly the same. Okay? Let's add to this pile you all female. Right? You all female. Okay, what would that be? The pattern is sita with a fatha. Then I have sukun. R3, most importantly, has sukun. And then noon with a fatha. Fa'il, again, is the noon with a fatha. Lan ta'lamna. And the madzum is lam ta'lamna. Okay, can we try this for yaj'alna, making it for you all feminine? Correct, with Salim. Since you cannot tell by the harakat whether it's madzum or mansub, in fact, even marfu', you have to look at the previous harf. Absolutely. Nothing changes in all things. Absolutely. Nothing changes as the status changes. This is a key part of this, of the sister section. Is that okay? Inshallah? Barakallahu feekum. Can we try this one, people? No problem at all. Alhamdulillah. Zaklik, a great question. Can we try this one for you all female? How would I say you all female make? Marfu version is taj'alna. All right, give me the mansub version, please. Lan taj'alna. All right, great. Please give me the majzum version. Lam taj'alna. All right. Let us look at, alhamdulillah, that, folks, is the end of the conjugation table. Alhamdulillah. Let us look at a ayah from the Quran. We're actually going to look at the ayah and study it a little bit, and then after that, we'll use one of the words from the ayah to do a short conjugation practice as well. Because I don't want to just fill it in the table without giving you a chance to see it in the Quran. Let's do that, inshallah, first. Okay, this is surah number 65. What's the name of the surah? Surah Talaq. Very good. I like the sister of Maryam. It's good. Sisters are consistent, so it remains as is. Hasan. Good, good observation. Surah Talaq. Surah Talaq is a surah in the third last juz of the Quran, 28th juz. And it has some rulings around Talaq. Now, Talaq, of course, is in books of fiqh, a large issue of discussion. But that's not the point of our study today. The point of our study is to see some examples of it and also see something from the Quran that's unique in terms of its style. Okay. So what does it say? It says, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet. Ya generally is a way in Arabic to get someone's attention. Ya Fulan, Ya Muhammad. But Ayyuha is added to Ya sometimes. Okay? And that is because if the thing you are calling has an Al, it's an ism that has an Al, An-Nabi. Okay? Al-Muzzammil. Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. Like that. So, Al-Ladhina. Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, for example. All of those, if you have an Al, that's for the stuff that's being called, or the person or people being called, if it has an Al, you should use Ayyuha with the Ya. That's just usage. There's no like grammar rule there. It's just usage rule. It doesn't change the grammar or anything. Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Ida, when Talaqtumun Nisa, when you divorce your wife, or any of you divorces your wives, talaqtum. This is the fa'il in talaqtum. The fa'il is talaq, right? Talaqa, and then the fa'il is tum. Just like you have alimta, alimtuma, alimtum, talaqtum. Past tense. An-nisa'a is your maf'ul. Talaqa, talaq, fi'il, tum, fa'il, an-nisa'a, maf'ul. When you divorce your wives, an-nisa'a, women here is used to, is used in the Quran to actually, it's used as a synonym for a wife. Fatalliquhunna. فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ So divorce them لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ for their, or during their period of purity, right? The period of purity here is referring to when the girl is not on her period, okay? When she's not on her period. So the talaq can only be issued when the girl is not on her period. if the person issues the talaq and his wife is on her period, the talaq is valid, but the man is a sinner because he has violated one of the commands of one of the rules of talaq. وَأَحْصُلْ عِدَّةِ, and then be calculate the time period carefully, you know, lest there be any issues with regards to the final dissolution of the marriage. However, with all these rules that are there, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ, be mindful of God, your Lord. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ. This part of the Qur'an, this expression in this surah repeats a lot. You see this over here, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears God, he will grant him out a way of his difficulties. Okay? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever is the person who is mindful of Allah, Allah will make things easy for them. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Whoever fears God, whoever is mindful of God, then they shall be forgiven and of their sins and be rewarded. As you can see, the idea of taqwa in this, just this page of Surah Talaq, Surah Talaq is only two pages, it repeats four times. Okay, and this is how this surah is, that in the matters of talaq, you know, a person needs to exercise a lot of caution and a lot of taqwa, because you don't want to overstep bounds, you don't want to make a mistake that Allah will hold you accountable for. لَا تُخْرِجُوهُنَّ مِن بُيُوتِهِنَّ. Don't expel them out of their homes. وَلَا يَخْرُجِنَا, and neither should they leave. يَخْرُجِنَا, let's look at this fi'l. Okay, this fi'l, people, tell me, what's the R1? Ha, great. R2. Ra. R3. G. Perfect. What does it mean? Leave, very good. To go out, to exit, excellent. Right? Kharaja means to go out, to walk out, to come out of, to emerge, etc., etc. Right? The word kharaj comes from the word kharaja, right? It's something that's outside. A makhraj is an exit. Okay, this is something that actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears God, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, he will grant him a way out of his difficulties. Does the Khawarij come from the same root? Yes, indeed. Because they're the ones who exited from the congregation, from the community, and made their own community, right? They kind of broke off and they were a renegade group. So that's how they're called, the Khawarij, or the Kharijites. All right. So that said, where does this fall in the table? يَخْرُجِنَا, where does it fall? مَرْفُوع, sure, but tell me the actor, the fa'il. They feminine. Perfect, right? What will be the translation of this? The noon is the fa'il, yes, represented by the feminine. They leave, right? وَلَا يَخْرُجْنَا, or in this case, يَخْرُجْنَا, they leave, right? Okay, how would you say he leaves? How would you say that? Yakhruju, very nice. How would you say? And then I'm gonna ask only the marfu versions right now. She leaves. Yakhruju. Very good. You leave. Same thing. تخرج. I leave. أخرج. We leave. نخرج. They masculine leave. يخرجون. Very nice. They feminine leave. They يخرج. Now, right? Yakhrujna. You wouldn't be able. That was also, alhamdulillah, a quick review of our conjugation of the rest of the fa'ils. Alhamdulillah, and I think that's good. Yes? All right. Questions before we move on to Jumla Fi'liya revisit? No questions? All right. Great. Jumla Fi'liya revisit. This is a fun topic, inshallah. The rules that apply to the past tense fi'l will apply to the present tense fi'l as well. That's, alhamdulillah, a good thing. Right? I think so. I think that's a good thing, because all the things we learned about Jumla Fi'liya with the past tense will also be applicable to the present tense, alhamdulillah. Okay? So all of those things, fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul, are looking at the word and trying to understand which one is the fi'l, which one is the fa'il. Our understanding of, alhamdulillah, hidden pronouns and outside files, and attached pronouns, everything remains the same. Alright? So let us look at something more interesting when it comes to the file, right? As you can see, how many things I have listed here for the file? It can be one of two things. The file's pronoun or the outside file, right? Yes or no, people? Okay, so فاعل is فاعل's pronoun. Okay, and the other one is outside فاعل. Correct? Now, if I go to the maf'ul, I similarly have two possibilities here. Attached pronoun and an outside maf'ul. How many is this in total? Four, right? So in reality, I have four possibilities. 2 times 2 equals 4 here. Possibility number one, I have fa'il as the fa'il's pronoun, and the maf'ul is an attached pronoun. Possibility number two is my fa'il is the fa'il's pronoun, and my maf'ul is an outside maf'ul. Possibility number three, my fa'il is an outside fa'il. Don't worry, Sister Halima, we'll get to it today, inshallah. And my maf'ul is the attached pronoun. And number four is outside fa'il. And what's the final possibility here? What could this be? Outside maf'ul, right? Perfect. That's just the four logical possibilities. Correct? There is no other possible outcome. Now, let us look through our book and find examples of this from the past tense. Okay? Let's find an example where I have my fa'il as the fa'il's pronoun, and then I have an outside maf'ul, for example. Okay, so this would be, I would have to go a little bit down. Maybe I should have gone up, but it's okay. Let's look at this one. خلقناكم أزواجا. Maybe let's take جعلنا. Where is جعلنا? جعلنا الليل لباسا somewhere in the book. Right there. وجعلنا الليل لباسا. Right? If I was to take this and I paste it here, do you see something? I have my fa'il as na, right? That's my fa'il, yes or no? The fa'il's pronoun fa'il is na, that's my fa'il. Al-layla is my maf'ul. I say outside maf'ul because it's not attached to it. That's what it means. Like, it's not attached to the fa'il. Is that all right? Sister Halima, does that make sense? Okay. All right. I'm just going to take this out. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ. Okay. Now, I can find an instance of where I have a outside maf'ul and an outside fa'il. You know what that one, which one that would be? That one would be something like this guy. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. What's my fa'il here? Daud, right? Maf'ul. جالوتا, right? As you can see, فاعل is outside فاعل, جالوتا outside مفعول. It's not attached to the فاعل. If you getting to the hang of what this table is representing, it's representing all the possibilities of how جملة فعلية shows up. Okay. Now let's look at the scenario where I have the فعل's pronoun as my فاعل, but also the مفعول this time is an attached pronoun. So for that, maybe I can go here in the very beginning of maybe this one, or maybe فجعلهم كعصف مأكول, right? فجعلهم or maybe I'll take this one. This one's a little easier for the purposes of highlighting. جعلناها وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين. My فاعل إن جعلناها is what? نا, right? Yes or no? And what's my مفعول? Ha. Right? And the last example, the one that's remaining here, that's the most tricky one. That's the trickiest example of them all, is this guy. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. I have an outside file, Allahu, the word Allahu, and my attached pronoun is my مفعول. You with me, people? This is like a quick recap of جملة فعلية. You either have, and then you have one of these four possibilities. Okay? Well, I guess the possibility five is that there's no مفعول, but that's an easy one, right? So forget that. That's like, it's like included in this like de facto, okay? But it doesn't go anything beyond this. You either have the فاعل as the فعل's pronoun, جعلنا, and then you have its مفعول as an attached pronoun, ها. Or you have the same thing, جعلنا, فعل's pronoun is the فاعل, but then the مفعول is a ism that comes afterwards, or just an ism that's not a pronoun attached to it. Okay, جعلنا الليلة. An ism that's mansub after it. Okay, that was, by the way, the question in the Kahoot. The مفعول in the جملة فعلية has to be attached pronoun, right? Or an ism that's mansub, الليلة. Yeah, the فاعل has to be the فعل's pronoun. Correct? جَعَلْنَا نَا. Or an outside فاعل that's مرفوع. Here's an outside فاعل, اللَّهُ. Here's an outside فاعل, دَاوُدُ. That's مرفوع. You see, people? Are you with me? That is going to be the extent of how جملة فعلية looks. Yes, the order, this is something I did not spend too much time on. In fact, actually, I think I skipped this, but I left it there. But we've seen examples. Normal order, فعل, فاعل, مفعول. Sometimes the مفعول comes before the فاعل. Sometimes it comes even before the فعل itself. All that stuff, it's okay. We'll see examples to make sense of it. Okay, and I'll have to explain that to you why that's the case. I don't want to dwell on the theory of it right now too much. I'd rather show you some examples. It'll be easier to understand that way. Is that all right? Now, I'll review this, Brother Salim, with some examples from جملة فعلية of the present tense. Okay, how would I say he makes? Let's start with that. If someone would like to, by the way, if you'd like to unmute yourself and participate, by all means. You know, going forward, I think if you like to, whenever I say, okay, how do you say this, and you typing it, if you don't want to type, you just want to say it, by all means. Unmute yourself and just say it, inshallah.
Yeah,
ja'alu. I think I like that it breaks the monotony of the class, I think, inshallah. Okay. Right? This is the situation where, like, I have no maf'ul. Right? I have no maf'ul. But I'm not really worried about that. What I'm concerned about now is... Okay. I want you to say the following. He makes it masculine. How would I say that?
Yaj'aluhu.
Yaj'aluhu. Excellent. This goes where? This goes in which row? Yaj'aluhu goes where? First, second, third, or fourth row? It goes in the first row, right? Yaj'aluhu. My fa'il is hidden pronoun he, and my hu is my maf'ul. Hidden pronoun, I can't really highlight that. I'm sorry. Okay? All right? You with me, people? Okay, next one. He makes the... okay, I'm going to do this actually. The Muslim makes... How would you say that first? The Muslim makes. The Muslim man...
يجعلوا المسلمون
يجعلوا المسلمون. Is that all right, people? Everybody is okay with that? Yeah? People, you with me?
Yep.
All right, great. Okay, let's make this one. The Muslim makes the deed. The word for deed is amal.
Okay. Yajalu al Muslimu al amala.
Yajalu Muslimu.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do Sister Halima and Mother Musa. I want the people to type the answer. Just give them a moment. Is that okay?
Okay.
So what I'll do is, like, I'll mute you, and then I'll say, if you'd like to say the answer, you unmute yourself. Okay? So first, please, if I can have some people give the answer to this. The Muslim man makes the deed. MashaAllah, very nice. If someone would like to now unmute themselves and say it, that's good as well. Al-amala, very good. Where does this go? In the table. Yaj'alul muslimu al-amala. Where does it go? يجعل المسلم العمل right it goes fourth row here right
third row
I have المسلم outside فاعل and I have my مفعول as outside right yes or no
yeah
all right now I'm gonna ask you to say he makes the deed al because of the yes indeed that's the name he makes the deed okay but so that the people say first type first and then inshallah maybe in like 10 seconds you can unmute yourself and say it he makes the deed Ah, mashallah. Brother Musa, would you like to say it? If
يَجْعَلُ عَمَلَ
mashallah, يَجْعَلُ الْعَمَلَ right? And then again, it's because da, you have to put the al there. Okay, where does this go in the table? يَجْعَلُ الْعَمَلَ it goes in the فعل, the فعل is, yes. It's the pronoun, right? Correct? Al-amala is your maf'ul. Outside maf'ul. The last one and this is the trickiest one, row 3. Right? Because row 3, you notice the tricky part about row 3 is see every time you have the fa'il and then the maf'ul. Fa'il, maf'ul. Fa'il, maf'ul. Fa'il, maf'ul. Right? Fa'il, maf'ul. That's the normal order. Row 3, what's the order? Maf'ul, fa'il. Right? That's where it becomes tricky. Okay, now I want you to try this with me. I want you to say... What do I want you to say? Yes. I'm gonna say the Muslim says the man makes it. Alright. No, I'm not switching it, Brother Salim. I'm not switching the meaning. Same meaning. How would you say that, people? Ah, mashallah. No. When you make this, you gotta say it as if like this. He makes it, here's how you say, he makes it the Muslim. يَجْعَلُ Who al muslimu? You with me, people? Let's look at the quick. Let's quickly look at it in terms of like jumla ismi and sorry jumla fi'liya and its status and its analysis. The fi'il. Let's start with yaj'aluhu. The fi'il is yaj'alu. Correct. Yes or no? Okay. What's my fa'il, people? In yaj'aluhu. Fa'il is? Fa'il. No, in this one, yaj'aluhu. Hidden pronoun he. Maf'ul. Mafool is who, indeed. Excellent. Let's look at this guy. يجعل المسلم. Actually, let's look at this one. This one's more interesting. يجعل المسلم العمل. I have the فعل as يجعل. What's my فاعل? He didn't pronounce he? No, in fact, my fa'il is al-muslimu, right? And hidden pronoun he gets what? Gets replaced. Perfect. Right? And then the maf'ul is... I'm looking at this one sentence right here. يجعل المسلم العمل the one above العمل right yes or no
yes.
Alright, let's look at this one. فعل is يجعل فاعل is what? Hidden pronoun he. Thank you. Maf'ul is al-amala. Al-amala. Correct? Amazing. Yaj'alu is the fa'il. Fa'il. Please don't. Okay, the fa'il is it can never be the attached pronoun. The attached pronoun can never be the fa'il. Never. People, are you with me? The attached pronoun can never be the fa'il. It's the fi'il's pronoun that's the fa'il. Or it's an ism that's marfu'. Okay? It can never be who. Never, never, ever will who be the fa'il or ha. Okay? Al-Muslimu is the fa'il here. Because it replaces the hidden pronoun he. What is who? Just because who is attached to the fa'il does not make it the pronoun of the fa'il. It's the maf'ul, right? It's the maf'ul. Like this is, we've repeated this many times. Attached pronoun attaches to the fa'il, it's maf'ul, right? So, who is not your fa'il? Alright. يَجْعَلُهُ الْمُسْلِمُ. This is the instance where يَجْعَلُهُ الْمُسْلِمُ. The instance where oops. Exactly. Right? Here is my oh, and here is my fa'il. So that's the four scenarios of a jumla fa'liya. That's it. This is the scenarios. It's either this one, they're both pronouns, but the attached pronoun is maf'ul. Never ever will it be the fa'il. Never ever. Okay? Or it is that it's the outside, there's an outside maf'ul. You know? Something like جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ أو يَجَعَلُ الْعَمَلَ. Okay, and the fa'il is the pronoun of the fa'il. Or it's that the fa'il is an outside fa'il. You know, Allahu, al-Muslimu. And then it's an attached pronoun. Just because an attached pronoun comes before does not make it a fa'il. Never. Or in the case, that's the easiest one, both of them are outside. Dawudu Jaluta. Al-Muslimu Al-Amala. That makes it easy. Right? So far, so good, people. I know time's up, but I'm going to ask you to do one last thing. Are you with me? The Muslim will not make... Okay, so hold on. Let me just make it easy. He will not make it. All right. He will not make it. What will not? Lan. Okay. Now. How do I see the rest of it, people? Lan yaj'alu or la? Lan yaj'alahu. You see? That is where all of the stuff we've learned has come together. لَنْ يَجْعَلَهُ. لَنْ is your harf nasb. Your fi'il is يَجْعَلَ. I will write. It is mansub. Huh? I will write it. Okay? And the fa'il, what's the fa'il? Who? Alhamdulillah. Hidden pronoun. He. All right. Mafa'ul. Who? Yay, alhamdulillah. That's it. Okay? Inshallah, on Thursday, we will add a few examples to this because we have to add negation for mansub, negation for majzum, hidden pronoun column, the five deadly fa'il column, right? All of them have to be added to this mixture a little bit. So we'll get through some solid practice on Thursday. And then we're going to proceed to study of Surat al-Fil and the story of Nuh alayhi salam, inshallah, where we'll get to apply all of this bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay? Inshallah. All right, people. Jazakumullahu khairan. I will see you all on Thursday. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiru wa atubu alayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. And ameen to your du'as. Ameen. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.